KCH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first polls after former President Trump's conviction on 34 criminal counts show a near 50-50 opinion split, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
47% say they think the charges against the former president were politically motivated. 38% say they were not. This in a new ABC News Ipsos poll. 52% of non-affiliated folks think Mr. Trump's verdict was correct, and the same number say he should end his candidacy.
It's a state of emergency in Atlanta where crews are working to fully restore water service after several water main breaks. There is tight security expected today in New York City for the Israel Day parade, while authorities in suburban Pittsburgh say two people are dead, seven others were hurt in a shooting at a bar in Penn Hills. The county police department did not say if anyone's in custody. And a wildfire in San Joaquin County, California has led to expanded evacuation areas. Two firefighters were hurt. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A civic organizer in Wisconsin says Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions show the system works. Mike Moan reports.
The case drew new attention to concerns that Trump and his supporters would try to undermine the legal process as he seeks to reclaim the White House this year. Bob Moline, a campaign leader with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin, says because the case reached a conclusion, it's a sign the legal system still works.
I really do think just completing this trial in a professional manner, under almost circus conditions, I think that is a little bit of a triumph.
Moline hopes the democratic process will equally hold strong as Trump is expected to use the verdict as a rallying cry when he campaigns this summer. He notes local election leaders are strong individuals who can handle the extra pressure. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the outcome will lead to more hyper-partisanship. Moline says for voters who end up in heated personal discussions over the verdict, it's best to maintain a steady and respectful course.
Learn more about what your conversation partner is thinking. Show that respect. Make them feel heard. Don't give up a thing in your beliefs, but listen to them. That is my real advice.
The heightened rhetoric could play out on a greater scale in Wisconsin, which is expected to again be a battleground state in the 2024 election. And Donald Trump's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th, just a few days before the Republican National Convention gets underway in Milwaukee. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers bank another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It took 10 innings, but the Brewers able to pull off a 4-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. The Sox led 3-1 before Willy Adames came up with this clutch hit in the bottom of the seventh with two outs driving in two runs. Coverage Bally Sports Wisconsin.
They're loaded up. The 1-1. Adames up the middle. It's through a base hit in the score terrain. Contreras to the plate, and he is in there. Second, Yelich just got back.
Adames would later drive in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th. Pat Murphy said a lot of players contributed.
They kept themselves in the game. They played defense. Churio's catch, a couple Perkins' catches. Churio's catch in right field. You know, double play we turned with Ortiz. His footwork was great. Turn by Terang was great. It's a good win. It's a good win because it can go the other way real quick.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a little bit of patchy fog. Otherwise, we should see mostly sunny skies today as highs warm to the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. And the winds will be light. Now, there will be more clouds on the way for Sunday night. Showers and storms roll in, lows near 60. It's 50 at our studios.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
There's an article that's going to come out Monday about John and Gordy on Channel3000.com.
And it better be good.
We'll have our review of Doug's review Monday.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Music of the stars on the air. Great day for flying.
Through with being lonely, hurrying home to you.
Neil Hefti.
Don't you know you're one and only? Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. And quarrels of the past we'll keep in the past, dear. Show for the people below as we fly so high. Hearing each beat of the motors repeat with a sigh. By and by. Gonna be holding you. Now I'm feeling jumpy. Gonna be holding you. Don't care if the ride gets bumpy. Fast, fast, traveling fast. The motors repeat with a sigh. By and by. By all that's the sweet song they sing me. Skyliner, bring me home to love. Home to love.
Hefti, 1954. The music of the stars. Hefty and the Singing String. Buckle up.
By one, they boarded the plane, the most bizarre group of people ever thrown together by fate on the most exciting adventure that ever spanned an ocean. There was Dan, who had used up his 9 lives and was starting on number 10. May, who could talk to a man without saying a word. Lydia, who was as low as high society can get. Sullivan, whose nerves of steel were beginning to rust. Sally, who lived in a world of whistles. Ed, who had taught himself to face disaster with a smile. Pardy, a heart full of courage wrapped up in a bundle of nerves. Childs, a wealthy collector of other men's wives. Flaherty, who thought he could hide his fears in a bottle. Agnew, a coward, until he held a gun in his hand. Spaulding, a right girl who had to be nice to some wrong people. Yes, the brash and the brave, big-timers and two-timers, the chaste and the cheats, morning glories and nighttime women, suddenly transformed by a single stroke of fate into people with all pretense gone and every violent emotion turned loose. Yep.
position. I'm going to take her down.
Wait a few more minutes.
Do as I say.
And it looks like...
Do as I say.
Give me a few more minutes.
I've already waited too long. Here we go.
No, we don't. Get a hold of yourself, you yellow...
Washington, the lyrics, Dmitri Tiomkin, the music, Oscar-winning soundtrack for The High and the Mighty.
I was high and mighty, how I laughed at love and the stars above. Then you came like a gentle flame.
Dmitry Tiomkin loved Oscars. And he well deserved them. What a guy. He got the Oscar for Best Soundtrack, but he missed it on that song. That's because the song was never used in the movie. Well, that's not really accurate. Dmitry Tiomkin, out of his own pocket, played for one print to have that song. But instead, Three Coins in the Fountain won. Still, he got nominated. See, the Oscar rules for Best Song, you have to play it for 1 week in one theater. And that's what it did in L.A. By the way, there are other lyrics to that. Paramount Studios didn't care much for those lyrics. So Ned Washington revised them, and that's what you heard. And there's whistling in there, too, and that whistler is from Milwaukee, Fred Lowery. The Stars. This week is the Music of the Stars 32nd anniversary. Thank you for being here, everybody. For a week or all those 32 years. Did find those rare lyrics that were never used in the High and the Mighty. Here they are.
See the high and mighty as they ride the sky with a watchful eye. Men who know of silver glow in each eye.
Wow. What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, Ken, I was thinking maybe I'd go to Disneyland. I hear they got a great new ride there called the Haunted Mansion. Frank Sinatra took a girl there last week, and it scared the pants off him. At least that's what he told the judge. But, you know, Frank is a different kind of a guy.
Excuse me, have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. It must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. See, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
To be an airline pilot.
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
What do you fly?
Oh, it's one of those big gray metal things with what you call it sticking out on the side.
Wings?
Oh, are you an airline pilot?
Bernstein playing it straight for 1980s Airplane.
I was on a flight from New York to L.A. a couple weeks ago, and the plane lost an engine.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up. You know, there's a lot of pressure being a pilot, flying way out there, high in the air and all, above all those white fluffy thing.
Clouds?
You sure you're not a pilot? inspiring feeling to realize that there are hundreds of people on my plane all depending on me. And two, that I happen to hold their lives right in the palm of my hand. I'm flying a 747. I'm flying a 747 to London tonight, and the plane is scheduled to leave precisely 1 hour and 43 minutes ago.
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
People get in my room. Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You might hear all the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly in. Once I get you up there, where the air is so rarefied,
absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. You just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon. And they do say, come on, fly with me. We'll fly, we'll fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Kicks out there in the sticks. And I ain't buying booze for those honky-tonk chicks. I was so far in the bag, I was even neglecting my nag. But I learned to say when I'm in the saddle again. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, thanks to AA, I'm off of that sauce and back on my horse.
Howdy, ma'am. Hello, partner. Yeah, that's right, I'm all straightened out. The only way to fly, I'll tell you that, or I mean to ride. Yeah, yeah, it's all straightened out. This is the only life, the one that leads you right to where you're going, up the canyon. I was so far in the bag, I was neglecting my nag. But I learned to say when, in the saddle again. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, thanks to AA, I'm off of that sauce, and I'm back on my horse.
Oh, yeah, Mickey Rooney. Music from Airplane. Einstein, they got him doing the soundtrack for Airplane. Great picture. And that was the love theme. Yeah, there is one. The star. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Where our goal is to inform and entertain. You want to hear more of the music of the stars, or if you miss any newscasts, all you do is search for WRJN News online. You'll find all the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcast. That's what WRJN has done for 97 years. Not just on the radio, but on demand again, WRJN News. And for podcasts of the music of the stars, civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. Stein. The theme from Deadly Strangers. Here's Barbara.
Tell me.
Michelle Legrand with the Bergman's music. You can't afford to lose people like Alan and Marilyn Bergman. And we just lost the last of the Sherman Brothers this week. We'll get to that in just a bit. The music of the stars. Howard Keel.
The world is mine. in the blue. This hour's delight. The world is mine, and every flower that blossoms anew. You're mine.
Keel, born in Gillespie, Illinois. Never had a lesson. Rodgers and Hammerstein love the guy. He actually replaced Alfred Dake in Oklahoma. Great comic, too. The music of the stars. Happy June, everybody. And speaking of stars, the music of the stars.
Count every star.
lonely way on a stormy sea. Not every star is dawning when you do. You'll know the times I have cried for you.
August 1950, number 10 on Billboard's best-selling pop singles, huh? Hugo Winterhalter ran the, well, you're supposed to say, conducted the Milwaukee Symphony for 1 year. Just before that, his family cherishes his history, and we do too. I love that music of Hugo Winterhalter. The music of the stars. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. The Don Rosen Show here on WRJN, weekdays from 6 till 9 in the morning. Tomorrow, Monday, 6-3. Beth Heidorn, the executive director of the Racine Zoo. Cheryl McCrary will be on, a singer from Kenosha. I look forward to bringing her music out to you on the Music of the Stars. First Cavalry Division. Fred Douglas, president of the Kettle Moraine chapter, on Wednesday the 5th, and on D-Day, Nick Dembski, director of the Racine Public Library, and on Friday, Brett Hoffman, Movie Talk, Marcus Theaters. What are the new releases? And what's ahead? Mike Clemens on the air. Reviewing the week in local sports. Quick thing from Howard Keel. I told you, the guy's a comic too, but not that often, unfortunately. Here, he does a comedic role in 1951 with Wisconsin's own Fred McMurray, and he plays a washed-up cowboy star that, well, you'll have to see the pictures. Calloway went that away. Here's Howard Keel.
I'll be waiting.
Music of the Stars. Stand by for news and much more right here on WRJN AM 1400, 98.1 Kenosha, 99.9 in Racine.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.